Blog Talk Radio.
Cool it. Cash it with my jewelry. boss.
And I
so.
I'm independent, got my own
room.
And I
can
catch up if I want to.
If I want
it up. Body cold, rough. And I'm so bossy. And I so.
Bossy.
And my flow.
Bossy.
December cold, walk by, feel a trap. No booty smack, don't need a lot of that. I'm my own boss and I got my own cash.
Welcome to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on a beautiful Monday night. So blessed and highly favored to be in the building tonight. It's going down right here on the We Talk Radio Network. You can find us every single day at www.wetalkradio.com. Listen, if you want to call in and chat with us and hang out via phone, that's cool. Log in right now via the website, or you can call in 563-999-3456. 563-999-3456. It is going down tonight. We got hot topics all night. And if y'all know what I know, it was a huge storm down here in Dallas. They're talking about it all over the world. Tornado touchdown. Don't know if you were affected, but if you were, hey, call in tonight. We'd love to chat and hear from you and, you know, see what happened on your neck of the woods as it pertains to the storm, because we know so many were affected. So we're praying for you all across the globe if you were affected by that storm. Lots of stuff going on. Lori Harvey, you know, what's her name's daughter? Steve Harvey's daughter. She was arrested. I'll tell y'all why. We're going to talk about that later on today, too. B-Ray's got some news she's bringing tonight. Now, CP will not be here. CP actually is not feeling well tonight, so she will not be here with us tonight. But T. Smiley, Métis, B-Ray, Big Joe, myself. Did I miss anybody? T. Smiley, B-Ray, Métis, Big Joe, myself. And, hey, we might even have a couple other hot topic panelists that haven't been here in a minute might call in and join in tonight. We had a big event this past weekend. If you missed it, I feel sorry for you. I do not want you to miss the next one that's coming up. It's the Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show. We had our second annual event on this past Saturday, and it was emceed by the beautiful and extraordinary Lynn Hayes from 105.7. She did a phenomenal job. Now, y'all know if I'm going to have somebody come in and emcee my event, it's got to be somebody that is going to do a magnificent job, and she did just that. We received a proclamation from the city of Frisco. Several days before that, on Tuesday, we received a proclamation from the city of Frisco proclaiming October 19th, 2019 is the day, is Heels on the Move to Heal Day. Officially, it is Heels on the Move to Heal Day. So it was like a really, really big day all across the board. And I'm telling you, I was really, really excited. So shout out to all the models and all the sponsors and all the volunteers and everybody who just had a hand in doing everything that they did. We had Christina who came. She's our social media manager. She came and streamed the entire thing via online, via our Facebook page and Instagram, if I'm not mistaken. So if you are friends with us on We Talk Radio, you will be able to view that live stream. And so all you got to do is go to We Talk Radio on Facebook, and you can follow us there on our Facebook page, and you'll be able to see the full thing. It was actually awesome. So also, and we're going to also chop it up and put it on YouTube as well. So I'll make sure you get the link for that so y'all can see it. We had some women come in and tell some extraordinary stories about how they, of course, were affected by domestic violence. And we, of course, had Denton County Friends of the Family there, our beneficiary. We had so many amazing people there. I could keep going on and on and on. So Bronda Ray, B. Ray, our producer, could not make it that night. And B. Ray, I have a very, very special gift just for you. So I know you couldn't make it that night, but you were a vital part of ensuring and orchestrating a lot of the shoes and donations, clothing items that we received for Denton County Friends of the Family. You were a big part of making sure that those got delivered directly to our transportation team so that they can get directly to Denton County Friends of the Family. So all of our models, what you did not know is that all of the models and our volunteers, and CP did not get any. She was the only one that did not get any, and I'm going to make sure CP gets some. So I did not mean to leave CP out, but all of the models and volunteers received a pair of shoes from Volatile Shoes, which is a brand of Tommy Hilfiger. They donated those shoes to all of our models and volunteers. Every one of you guys got a pair. And so I know you weren't there, but you do have a pair of shoes, and I'm actually going to bring those to you tomorrow. So you will have those in your hand, and they are very, very, very cute. You're going to love them. You're going to love them. So I'm just letting you know that's coming. So so hang tight, and I'll schedule a time with you tomorrow when you'll be there. I heard you just moved. You got you a new mansion. A mansion in the sky. What's going on? What's up with that?
What's up? What's up? I'm heading that way now. Still moving, but
you in it right now?
I said I'm actually on my way back there now, moving some more stuff.
Nice.
So I'm on the
nice. Nice. Good job. I'm proud of you. Have you gotten all your brand new leather furniture put in there yet?
No. Not yet. Waiting on 2 men in
okay,
the truck.
Okay, so. Okay, you still need a truck.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I thought you could have had one. My bad.
Well, he has one, but he also has a high job. You know, pay for it. Over moving.
Oh, man. You know what? You sure right. Listen. And when sister ain't got no money to put in on this gas, man, because, you know, we be asking for favors. I know every time my brother comes through, I'll be like, hey, bro, bring that truck through. I need a favor. You know, little sister don't even be trying to forget. Nah, I will. I ain't going to lie. I will give you some gas money. Now, the last time my brother came through, I forgot to give him that gas money. So I got to make sure I do that. But he always hook him up because I just got another house and he got me a refrigerator. He brought it through, so I forgot to give him a little change and put it in the spot. He gave it to me for free, too. That's what I'm saying. How could you not at least put gas in the brother's truck? You know, but I wasn't even thinking. I had so many other things going on when he did that, so I got to make sure. We got to take care of people. You know, there's no excuse. We have to take care of people. So, shout-out to Big Joe, Matey. They'll be here in just a little bit. We're going to be talking about hot topics. I know there's a lot that's happening in politics. Everybody is traumatized by the tornado that hit. Tell me, because I know me and you, we are kind of close to the tornado that actually did hit down here in Dallas. I'm not too far away. I'm literally, Harry Hines is not far away from where I live. I'm off Harry Hines. I literally can walk to Harry Hines from where I'm at right now. So it's crazy how close we really actually got to that. And I've actually been in a tornado before in the past. So I understand the traumatization of a tornado, so I was not trying to be in another one because I can't handle it. So tell me what happened with you. Were you affected by the tornado? Were you there? Were you at the house? Did you see anything?
Well, the only thing it did over here was just thunder and lightning. It wasn't. I mean, and the winds was high, but we didn't have a tornado come through. From my mom's house and my apartment. We did not have tornadoes. It was just high wind.
Wow.
Rain.
Y'all are blessed, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, it caught me off guard because I thought I was tripping. I was in the middle of watching a football game and getting something to eat, and I heard, like, you know, pitter-patter at first. I'm like, what's that? Then I called and said, is it raining? Because I didn't go to the windows or nothing. I was eating and watching the game. I was like, and I called, made a phone call. I said, is it raining? I said, yep. Then I turned on Fox 4, and they, next thing I know, my phone was going off saying tornado alert. I was like, wow, okay. That's what we're doing now.
Yeah, I mean, it really came out of nowhere. We really weren't expecting it, truly. You know, I mean, came out of nowhere. So, we knew about the thunderstorms that were coming, but not that.
Oh, they say less than 5 minutes from the alert went out when they said the tornado touched down at Lovefield.
Oh, yeah. I was literally at Lovefield. I was at Love Field when they said the tornado was at Love Field, and I looked up. I was zooming because I literally live 2 minutes from Love Field. I was literally, because we were coming home, me and Riley, yesterday, and I was like, whoa. I looked up in the sky. Of course, it's pitch black. I'm like, do I stop here in the middle of the street and just lay down my life because I know the tornado is coming to get me anyway, or do I try and make it home? You know, thank God I'm here today. I tried to make it home. I made it. Amen. Amen. Again. Because it was scary. I ain't going to lie. It was like, whoa, for real. Yeah, we were in it, in the thicket. CP and Macy, have they made, excuse me, CP is not coming. Macy will be here, though, in just a minute. Has she made it just yet?
Not yet.
Okay, perfect. What about Big Joe?
Not yet.
Perfecto. Okay, we're gonna go to I can play a couple songs real quick, like you love to do. And when we come right back, we're gonna have more hot topics. We're gonna talk about some awesome stuff that we've been needing to talk about. So don't go anywhere. We're gonna wait on our extraordinary hot topic panel to be here. We're back. Here, the Unplugged Show.
You don't hear my line no more. Oh oh, you don't make it real. I want to, but I got pride. Switching up is what I can't with. I'm feeling you, but it's hard to get in touch with. And you ain't hit me up in a while. Acting like you don't know a number to dial. Quit, then that's it. I'ma throw in the towel. Cause I'm only gonna do what you allow. You don't want the gun smoke. Then the text with your nose and your thumb broke. I don't care if we get into it and I fall on your ass. But I still wake up from this call. You don't hit my line no more. Oh, oh. I'm looking at this message they on me. Acting like they ain't that want me. Let another nigga in your spot. And you gon' be hot for me. You gon' be sick to your stomach. Hit me when you're free, 1-800. It's emergency, call me 911. Right now, I'm out here trying to find someone. The ring on my phone, ring on my finger. You acting like you ain't trying to do either. What's a good girl? Watch me turn diva. Here goes my heart.
You don't hear my lie no more. Oh, oh. My head.
said, baby, you don't need to. You know I know who you are. Soon as you put up, I beat you. Lay stress all see-through. Got to talking about a boyfriend and trying to hit about other people. Think she said he was a ball player, but all his plays on the review. Foreplay, that's a preview. Round two, that's a sequel. Baby, I can keep a secret. He ain't gotta know what we do. We low as the ground, call me when he ain't around.
Let me make you up and down.
The signs of my freaking, yeah. I'ma need about a week or two. Pretty pussy playing peekaboo. Got some ideas on what we can do. I'm talking about the unspeakable. You're sending your silhouette. It's amazing we ain't on a pillow yet. Cause the way that you did got me hypnotized. You came with your girls and I'm with the guys. So call her that lady, go get the ride. Straight to my place for a different vibe. I swear I ain't never seen take a dive. Got plans on that you wanna improvise right now. Don't make a sound, you know who wearing the crown.
Let me lick you up and down. You say stop,
then I'm never gonna stop, never gonna stop.
Let me play with your body, baby.
Explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to me.
I don't want
to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Baby,
don't. Ain't nothing else to say.
Why we gotta do it like this? Baby. Damn.
Come home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fresh.
Play the fool.
I was your
Dear D, Unplugged.
Hey, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on an incredible Wednesday night. We appreciate your presence. We appreciate you being here tonight across the globe. You are tuned in. What's going on, B-Ray?
Wednesday night. You said Wednesday
night. What
did
I say?
Wednesday night.
Oh, Lord. You know it's been a long weekend already. We hadn't even hit Tuesday yet. You sure right. Monday night. What's going on, B-Ray?
Tired. I didn't know moving was.
Are you tired, boo?
Yeah.
You know what
I
was this exhausting?
Moving.
Moving is exhausting. Moving is definitely exhausting.
Especially
you know, I've been having some issues.
Yeah.
What you say? Especially when what?
See, I've been in one place all my life, and this is the first time I'm out on my own. So.
And
this is my first time. And
wow. Well, congratulations to you. Is that Métis?
Yes, I've had to console people.
Why are you trying to be sexy?
No, I've had to console people. That's why I'm late.
Oh, what
then,
console?
You know,
what happened? Somebody died?
Oh, well, no. Erica was in the tornado.
What was that, the tornado?
Hello?
You said who was in a tornado?
Erica.
What? Is she
okay?
Yeah.
She is. I mean, it when it came, it blew her door open and everything went dark. Yeah, and so her car's all damaged. Yeah. Windows all blown out. She's just now getting down her stairs because trees were everywhere.
What?
Her, her chimney is gone across the street, and another chimney landed on top of her apartment.
Wow!
So her place
That's
is leaking,
scary.
And yeah, she says I still have not calmed down. She says I've never been so scared in my life.
Well, and I think she lives by herself, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Y'all, I am literally at home. It's a Monday night. I've been on vacay. Y'all know we had the big event Monday. So if you hear me in my kitchen, it's because I am. I took off tonight, quote unquote. I'm in my kitchen cooking while I'm doing my show. People around the globe are like, she's really cooking in her kitchen. Y'all really do that? Yeah. Truthfully. You know, they really do not believe that we have the ability to be mobile like we are. And yeah. And still make it happen.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm cooking tonight in my kitchen, and none of you all are getting any. I'm cooking breakfast for dinner tonight. Is that weird?
Hey.
It's horrible.
Guess what I see? Guess what I cook?
What did you cook, B-Ray? Don't throw it in my face that you got collard greens, green potatoes, and you name it. Don't do it.
I got some meal. I got some greens with some neck bones in it and some cornbread and some chicken. Some lemon pepper chicken.
Oh, that sounds good.
Lemon chicken?
Lemon pepper
chicken. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep.
Okay, so B-Ray, did you bring any chicken for anybody to eat?
Negative. I'm like you. I'm at home. I'm just finishing up.
Okay. What about you, Métis? What did you eat? Don't tell me salad.
I haven't eaten anything for dinner. I was up until 2, maybe 2:30.
Oh, man.
I
hate
just
to rub it in your
served.
Face, all this good stuff we eating, and you over there starving, getting skinny.
I don't even care about eating tonight. I just, you know, I was sitting outside at 1:30. And all of a sudden, this wind came through and swooped up all the patio furniture and threw it to the other side of the, because it's a big area, you know. And I looked, and I almost had a heart attack trying to get in.
Wow.
Speaking of hurricanes, I would say, but my sister-in-law was. It went
what
right
happened?
Over her apartment. It went right over her apartment. She's right there off of 635 and 75. And
oh, the tornado?
Of course, it went across the street. Yes, the tornado. He said,
so she was hit.
The roof came off. Yeah, she was hit. She said the roof came off of her townhome. I was like, wow.
Oh, my God.
Well,
yeah, it's taken. That's, you know, a lot of homes got their roofs are gone. Some of them, they don't know where the roof went.
Right. And then they said on the news, they said something about it demolished a Home Depot.
Yes. Now, that Home Depot is by Erica off of 635 and Adelia.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But
that one, you're kidding me.
Yeah, it's gone. I mean, it's the roof caved in,
what?
Everything. Yeah, it's gone.
Wow.
And the manager heard the storm coming and told everyone to go home. So
wow.
That's the good thing. Everybody
Jimmy.
Was gone. Yeah.
No way.
Like,
saved everybody's lives.
Yeah.
Yep. But
wow.
I was, like
that's
I said earlier, I was, the alert came on the phone. 5 minutes later, they're saying it's touched down in Lovefield. So I was like, whoa, which way is it going from there? And then, so I just blew my eyes to the news, and it was like it was going north. I was like, okay. I was praying for everybody to know they stayed in that area. I was like, okay, I hope they're safe. I hope they're safe. So everybody started marking themselves safe on Facebook, except for my sister-in-law. I was like, okay, what's going on? What's really going on? I had to call her and see if she was okay. She was like, yeah. Luckily, I wasn't there, but dad and my son was there. I was like, oh my goodness. He said the roof is gone.
It was a fast moving storm. You know,
very
but it was
fast.
Powerful.
Yeah, so all I heard was we
very
had rain, possible rains coming, and then all of a sudden there was this big storm that was there. I mean, it was crazy.
And I was going to tell you while you were over here yesterday, stay here until the storm passes. You know, but you're so anxious.
You know what?
No, I'll be okay.
We looked at that because I was just over there, and we looked at that, and I was like, no, I'll go ahead and go back. Yep. When I tell you, I barely made it. I live by Love Field, and I heard on the radio. Well, I know a friend of mine called me and was like, hey, no, yeah, was like, hey, listen, you need to get to safety because it's right by Love Field. And I was like, Love Field? I'm at Love Field right now. I was at Love Field, right? I mean, at that moment, I was right by Love Field, like within a block of it. I looked up at the sky. It was pitch black. I didn't know what to do. You know, I didn't know what to do besides floor it.
Wow, you're lucky. You're lucky. That was horrible. I told someone, I said, I think I'm going to get me a roommate now. I'd feel better with another human here.
Oh, wow, you want a roommate?
That's how bad. It was scary.
A roommate. That sounds good. You need a roommate.
I ain't thinking about it yet. I just wanted one when I only want them to come during storms.
That's a kind of selfish reason to have a roommate only for a storm.
Yeah.
So what is going on in politics? Talk to me. I need to know.
What is not going on in politics? What I do know today is that Trump is fully aware that he's getting impeached. He says they're really going forward with the impeachment. They're going to impeach me. But we need to stay strong. He's talking to the Republicans. Yeah. Yeah. He knows now.
Wow.
Yeah, he knows.
But wait. The important thing is, does his fan, like Tony from Atlanta, whatever his name was, do they know that he's being impeached?
They probably know, but
right,
people,
that's the problem.
See, they're thinking, and Trump is too. He's telling everyone, to
right.
stay strong and stick together, because when
yes.
it finally gets to the, not the House, but the Senate, you know, they could vote it down. But they said so far 20% of the Senate want him impeached. And so
20%
you know,
of the Senate, wow.
Yeah, whereas they had none before. And they said even if the Senate doesn't pass it, it's going to diminish the Republicans who are holding a seat, their opportunity to win the next election. So a lot of them are resigning and saying they're not going to run again.
Wow.
And Giuliani's done.
Wow. Who else do we have in the White House that
okay,
that...
we have Giuliani went to the Barr's department to talk about his situation and try to help him resolve it before all this came out. So now they're in trouble. Of course, Barr was always in trouble because Barr was the one that was responsible for going to the Ukraine also to talk to them to get them to make the decision. So we have Giuliani, Trump, Barr, Pompeo, who said we do this all the time.
Right.
Gosh, and I don't know who else, but I did hear today that Nancy wants to continue to dig deeper because they believe that this was more than what it is. So they're wanting to know who else was in on this. They said it wasn't just a fluke. This was something that was planned over maybe the past 2 years. Because in January, Trump and Giuliani were trying to get an emergency visa for the man who was getting, who was a lawyer for Joe Biden, in Joe Biden's case that Biden got fired. So Trump and Giuliani were trying to get a visa for him to come to the United States in January. And they were really preparing for the Joe Biden. He fears Joe Biden Dang. For some reason. And I don't even see that Joe Biden should be a fear. You know, I don't get it.
Listen,
unless
there
he knows.
There may be things that we don't know. I guarantee you, Joe
well,
Biden does know something. And you know they don't talk. They're not just going to go out spilling the beans like that. You know what I'm saying? Seriously,
well,
Nancy,
you know,
that's one thing that
every
we know.
President, a lot of the people already know who's going to be president. And so I'm thinking Trump knows that Joe Biden is who they're putting in as the next president. And if that happens,
quite possibly.
I mean, Joe Biden could choose Obama as his vice president.
He could.
So
he
there's
should.
A reason Trump is pushing this so hard. There's a reason for it. And that's what they're trying to do. And they're like, you know, with Putin, who was going to be in charge of the gas of America, which is what he wanted. Trump was trying to get all, and he's trying to still get everything accomplished before he's out. They said that he was going to go full force trying to get everything done, and he is. He's just letting any and everything go through, but he's jacking up everything he's touching.
Wow. Wow. That's scary. Very, very scary. So what's
yeah,
next?
Yeah, that's
what,
been,
what
you know, that's
next?
Been their focus. Well, they're still interviewing people, doing depositions. And they said they're getting so much information, and a lot of people on Trump's team are talking. People from Ukraine are talking. So they're, you know, they're getting so much information. You know, they've said Nancy, they've said she was a genius in her strategy. She says, let's give him some more rope. She says, he's going to grab the rope. Let's give it to him. And he took it.
We thought she was chilling. We thought she was going to let all this stuff slide.
Yeah, she knew him, though.
She didn't. Got to give it to her. Now, why is she not running for president of the United States of America?
She doesn't want to be. She has more power where she is. That's why Trump hates her.
Mm. One of the most powerful women on the face of the earth right now, Nancy Pelosi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, her and Queen Elizabeth.
And you know who else? What's the blonde-headed lady that used to be the spokesperson for Trump?
I can't remember her name, but I know what you're talking about.
Well, they said she's going to be facing jail time for trying to push politics while she's in office.
Please tell me she beat up a boyfriend or something. Please don't tell me she's going down behind Trump. Please tell me it's something she did on her own demise.
Nope. It's Trump, baby. You know, that's the sad thing, is to see all these people just go down for Trump.
B-Ray, I need you to make sure Jeff from Georgia is on the line listening right now tonight as we begin to go into the Trump saga. Make America great again.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, what's interesting is because none of his fans even believe, like this huge rally they had here like this past weekend. Man, they had so many people over there believing in believing in the Trump.
That's the sad thing.
Yep.
Who went to the American Airlines in the last week?
I didn't.
I wasn't even driving my car past the American Airlines Center last week.
Exactly.
Okay.
I couldn't even imagine.
They had him at American and Beto at in Grand Prairie. So they had
Beto.
Yeah, Beto was in Grand Prairie. And they said that some of the Trump supporters went over to Grand Prairie to protest. That's what I say, but I don't know for sure because I wasn't there.
Mm, wow. So, do we know anybody who went?
No.
Besides Justin from Georgia? But they did have a lot of people. They had a lot of people who traveled in from Wyoming, from Nebraska. That actually had a lot of people who traveled in to come to Texas to watch him.
Right.
Really interesting.
They did.
Yeah.
Seriously. I'm not joking. People was lining up the day before. They
started
lining up the day before to get in.
You said
they did what
now?
Oh, yeah. They started lining up the day before to get in. To see people. Yeah, my aunt works, she do security there. She's like, girl, you better think you don't work here anymore.
Wow.
Their line is ridiculous.
Wow.
I think we lost Macy.
Yeah. Wow. That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
No, nothing's changing. You know, even with, you know, his supporters are always going to be his supporters, even with the whole, you know, impeachment situation. You know, people are just going to believe what they want to believe. You know, I just don't believe. What's our girl? Rachel Ray. No, Rachel Maddow. What is she saying?
I didn't get to listen to her tonight. I was mentally helping someone else out tonight. I mean, she's not on tonight though. Someone else in her place. But you know, she's just saying that Giuliani's done. All of them, even Fox News, has turned on Trump.
What?
Fox News is even repositioning themselves. Then they said we're setting up for the post-Trump. because he's going to be gone.
Wow. Scary, scary that everybody could be turning on Trump. And what is he? What is Trump's Twitter account saying?
All kinds of crap. He gave some speech at the House today in front of his men, saying that he did something. He something went through. He says, and Obama didn't do that. I did it. Me. I did it all by myself. Me.
What?
The Republicans. The Republicans. Me. I thought, oh my gosh, man, it's
He's
over.
Sick. He is sick.
It's
He's
just,
sick,
it's
man.
Over.
He is sick, man, for real. He really is seriously sick. No joke. No joke. Wow. Wow. You know, they said that Kanye West actually might be fully retiring from hip-hop, from rap.
Well, did I send you the video on Kanye and what he did? I must have sent it. I've sent a lot of things your way, but I don't think you've had a chance to look at them all. You know,
no,
that he's in this religious thing now.
Yeah, this past weekend, I ain't saying nothing. Yeah. So tell me what was on it. What happened?
Well, he's doing his religious touring and everything, and there's his pastor. I forgot what town. I don't know if it was North Carolina or I don't remember, but he did put out a video on YouTube. I'll find it for you again and send it. And he was saying that that Kanye came there and 500 young people came out and 500 gave their life to Christ. He said it was
wow.
a great event, you know, and Kanye gave a huge donation. I won't mention the value. He says, because
wow.
that is not important right now. He says, but then he went to, I believe it was, let me get it right, either Wyoming or Nebraska, I think it was Wyoming. And they wouldn't let him inside the church, so he had to do it outside the church up there. And he
was wow.
started talking to them about how they need to believe in Trump.
What?
That's all he is. He's a pushing for Trump now. And I
what?
Thought I knew something was up, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, you know, I mean, yeah, something not right. Something ain't right with it, dog.
Yeah, and
real.
So this man said, I'm disappointed that he's gone this way and he will get every dime of his money back. I don't want that
wow.
on my hands.
Wow.
Yeah. He spoke very well.
Wow.
I was really impressed with his speech, too. This
wow.
man, not Kanye.
Right. What is Kanye?
Kanye
thinking?
is a lost soul. He's working with Trump. It's no telling what Trump has promised him that he believes. And then Kim is working with Trump, I'm
yeah.
sure, with Trump getting
fact.
These people out of jail, out of prison.
We know that for absolute fact. Yeah, we've seen that with our own
yeah.
eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that he is also trying to help Trump and working for him and getting the black people to vote. And, you know, young people are so impressionable. You know,
yeah,
I just
are.
Can't believe I don't follow any singer, actress, nothing. I could care less
nope.
that you're popular. If
not
I like
all.
Your music, I like it. And I don't want you telling me nothing about a politic, you know, or anything like that. But yeah, he's not right.
Wow.
Of course, I never expected
Ooh.
Him to be right. He's
yeah.
doing exactly what I thought he would be doing.
Yeah. You're right. 100%.
But just think if he was real, how many lives he would have changed.
If he was real with it, what he could have done with it, absolutely.
Yeah.
If he was real with it. But that's not, unfortunately, that's not the way he decided to go. Wow. very scary.
And he don't have to retire from hip hop because he's not making any money from it. No way.
Yeah, you're right. He's not. Well, I mean, you know, because, you know, the CD sales, you know, it's not what it used to be back in the day. Remember back in the day we buy albums and CDs? We don't do that as
much
as we used to anymore, you know? It's all online, you know? And ain't nobody, he's not making that much money right now off those clicks online, trust me. That's why they got to come up with other gimmicks and other ways. That's why Kim is selling makeup and stuff, because if life was all that grand, she wouldn't be out there selling makeup. And that's what people don't get. They really think that these people's lives are just all, no, glitzy way up. No, these people out here struggling for real, trying to make it every day, trying to rob Peter to pay Paul. Some of them, not all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They really are struggling trying to make it. It's not all it is cracked up to be trying to live and be a celebrity, you know. So, you know, but it's hard to get people to understand that, especially youngsters. Because that's really all they see.
Yeah.
That's they see it on TV all day. They see it in magazines all day. And it's the glitz and the glam and the life. And they think this is what life is supposed to be. And it's actually, it's not what life is supposed to be at all. You know, so there's so much more, you know, to it. Yeah, but, man, I'm excited, you know, that tonight we got to come back on. We hadn't been on. We didn't come on last week because, of course, we were preparing for Heels on the Move to Heal Charity Shoe Fashion Show. Tonight we are back. And Wednesday night we'll be back with more hot topics. Tonight we're going to end the show, the talking part, the hot topic part, a little bit early. B-Ray is going to continue the night on with the incredible music, the sounds of B-Ray. It's going to be off the chain tonight, so I want y'all to keep tuning in. And then on Wednesday night we're going to have more hot topics all night long from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Central Standard Time. It is all hot topics, so be ready, be ready, be ready. Big Joe will be here. We've got question of the day that Big Joe is going to answer. If you got a question that's something that you just like need help with, email Big Joe at BigJoe@WeTalkRadio.com. That's BigJoe@WeTalkRadio.com. Big Joe is here for you to help answer any questions that you may have. That's what he does. So make sure you check us out every single Wednesday night, every single Monday night, and on every day at WeTalkRadio.com. That's www.WeTalkRadio.com. I got to thank y'all so much for tuning in. Métis, can you do me a favor? Métis. Okay, Métis has gone away. I'm going to close this out and pray tonight. Father God, we thank you for your amazingness, for this beautiful and this wonderful day, for life, for guiding the light that we just, that you continue to shine in our lives, Father God. We thank you for each and every person that came tonight. We pray that you will continue to cover them, cover those that have been touched by the hurricane, Father God. Continue to give them strength, Lord, as they go on throughout their days and try and make it, Father God. Continue to touch their minds and their homes, Lord God. Continue to patch things up only like you can, making it better and better and better, Father God. But give us strength in the meantime, Lord, as we continue to go on our journeys every single day, Father God. Continue to lead and guide us, Father God, never leaving us astray. We love you. We praise you for this incredible radio station and for the things that it has done for almost 10 years and for the things that it will continue to do for years to come. Thank you, Father God, and we bless your holy and righteous name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. I got to thank y'all so much for tuning in to the Kia D Unplugged show right here on this beautiful Monday night. Thank you again. Check us out, www.WeTalkRadio.com. Yeah.
Oh, hey. You don't know pain when you hold me. You kiss me slowly, it's the sweetest thing. If I had it my way, you would know that you are. You're the coffee that I need in the morning. You're my sunshine in the rain when it's pouring. Won't you give yourself to me? Give it all. Oh, I just wanna see. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter.
eyes and those brown eyes, yes. You're the one that I desire. When we wake up and then we make love, it makes me feel so nice. You're my water when I'm stuck in the desert. You're the Tylenol I take when my head hurts. You're the sunshine of my life. I just wanna see how beautiful you are. You know that I see it. I know you're a star. Where you go, I'll follow. No matter how far. If life is a movie, then you're the best part. Oh, you're the best part. Oh, best part. If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? Love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you? If you love me, won't you say something? If you love me, won't you?
This morning found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always on the road. Too hard to swallow being alone. She needs someone at night that she can hold. She must have told me a thousand times more. Silent cries I used to ignore. God knows I love her, didn't mean hurt her. I really love this whole music thing. Since I was a child, it's been my dream. I can't support her, treat her, and spoil her. You know, buy her the finer things. But I forgot about loving her. Damn the money, diamonds, that's pearl. What about the hard days she had with the baby? All she needed is for me.
Thank you. Yo, you would've just flipped on this CD player. I just want to inform you that when you got somebody good, you hold on to them.
Bye. wanna dedicate this song to all the lovers tonight. And I expect that might be the whole world, because everybody needs something or someone to love. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? You know, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to talk about this moment of mine.
She's always complaining about me never being at home.
But when I'm down broke,
telling about the things that a girlfriend got, and what she ain't got, and she want me to go out and get them for her. But girl, I can't be in two places at once. If you think you're alone now, wait until tonight, girl. I'll be more.
I'm
like we going through the motions, making love with no emotion. It's like we roomies in the same crib, but this ain't where your heart lives. It's nothing like it used to be. Now your friends don't even know me. No, I was strangers in our own house. Please tell me what it's all about. Is there someone else that you've been giving all your love to? Honey, I just need to know so we can let these feelings go.
Lately you've been full of me. I miss the smell of your soul food cooking.